Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome to another session of our program, Let Us Reflect. Today, our topic is a sign of faith. Which sign of faith? Because as you know, there are many signs of faith. I will elaborate, inshallah, shortly. Before I do so, before I give any more details, I would like to share with you a narration which expresses the importance of, or the benefit of, expressing a prayer of blessings, a supplication of blessing, for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that as long as a Muslim sends blessings upon me, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send mercies upon him. Now it's up to the individual to read more or less. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Signs are very important, not just in Islam, but also in life, generally speaking. Through signs, we recognize people, we recognize places, we recognize different objects. In today's session, a sign of faith refers to a sign that a believer is a believer, meaning a quality that he possesses, which is evidence of the fact that he has adopted the essence of faith. The sign of faith that we're going to talk about today is truthfulness, or the Arabic equivalent is sidq. Truthfulness or sidq is something so beautiful. It's a quality that gives contentment to the heart. As the scholars explained, it actually creates a glow in the face of a believer. It's something which creates beauty in the character of a believer. In fact, truthfulness is something so beautiful that it's accepted by, or acknowledged by, or appreciated by not just believers, even those who don't believe. They praise the fact that someone is truthful or someone is trustworthy. And the opposite of this is obviously dishonesty or deceit, or someone who is a liar. So you have a truthful person and the complete opposite is a liar. The lying quality, a bad trait which opposes truthfulness to such an extent that where truthfulness creates a glow in the face of the believer and contentment in the heart, lying brings a darkness upon the face of a believer, as the scholars have written, and it's something which creates restlessness in the heart, generally speaking. However, it can be said that some people become accustomed to sin, and this is why when they lie or they perform any other sinful action, it does not create any restlessness in their hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the truthful people, or has instructed us to adopt the company of truthful people in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing the believers. Though you who believe, adopt piety. In this verse, believers are instructed to adopt piety and then be with those who are truthful. So the company of the truthful is very important in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified that we adopt the company of honest people. Let us reflect upon this. Do we have trustworthy friends? In the day and age that we live in, unfortunately, it seems that friendship, contact, any kind of affiliation with someone is based upon whether or not a benefit is attained from that person. This really shouldn't be the case. Friendship a bond of affiliation should be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our company should be for the sake of Allah, our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning the friends that we have, or the friends that we should have, our bond with them should be because of faith, or to strengthen faith, or to help each other in matters of goodness, in matters of righteousness. This should be our criteria. Honesty is very important. So if someone asks, what kind of friend should I have? Or what kind of company should I keep? One of the very first points, or one of the very first traits that should be mentioned as advice is, keep or stay in the company of honest people, trustworthy people. Trustworthiness, honesty is invaluable in the era that we live in. It's such a beautiful thing when you can trust another individual with what you say, with your wealth. If you give them any of your possessions for safekeeping, you know that they won't violate your right in any way. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you're lucky enough, if you're fortunate enough to have such friends, value them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to become and remain sincere and trustworthy, and may we benefit other believers and benefit other people through our honesty. In the commentary of this verse, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed the Muslims to remain in the company of trustworthy people until the day of judgment. The indication here is that until the day of judgment, scholarly figures, saintly figures shall remain. And this is why this command is applies until the day of judgment. We must find honest people, trustworthy people, and adopt their company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said, وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ, the truthful men and the truthful women. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified them. It is mentioned in Tafsir Ibn Kathir that truthfulness is a praiseworthy quality, and this is why some of the companions, they never lied. In fact, even before they embraced Islam, they really adopted truthfulness to such an extent that they were considered to be trustworthy, they were considered to be people who would not violate the rights of others. So this trait was found in some Sahaba in such a way that before Islam, and even and obviously after Islam, their truthfulness was a shining light. It is also mentioned that truthfulness is a sign of faith, and this supports our title, or reiterates the point that we made in the title of this session, that a sign of faith is what? A sign of faith for an individual is truthfulness. A person who is trustworthy, this quality in itself is a sign of his faith. So if truthfulness is a sign of faith, lying is a sign of hypocrisy. This is what the commentary mentions regarding truthfulness. Remember, truthfulness leads to salvation. We have this famous expression that the truth shall set you free. Meaning when one speaks the truth, not only it may not necessarily be the case that he is free from an apparent situation. The minimum that he will attain is his heart will feel free. That burden of concealing the truth will be lifted and he will be content in his heart. Now I would like to share with you a famous hadith mentioned in Bukhari. An Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal. Sayyiduna Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an, he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Inna as-sidqa yahdi ila al-birri wa inna al-birra yahdi ila al-jannah." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Indeed, truthfulness guides towards righteousness. And indeed, righteousness guides towards heaven, paradise. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَسْدُقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. And indeed, a man speaks the truth, meaning he continues to speak the truth until he is written as a siddiq in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning exceptionally truthful person. So he continues to speak the truth until he is actually classified as an exceptionally truthful person, or the word used in the hadith, siddiq. وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. The Prophet ﷺ then said, Indeed, lying leads towards sin, and sin leads one towards hell. The Prophet ﷺ then said, and indeed, a man speaks a lie, or a man lies, or he continues to lie until he is written as a kadhab, one, an extreme liar, one who lies a lot. So on one hand, you have someone who is speaking the truth, and because of his continuous, because he maintains this quality, in the court of Allah, he is written to be a siddiq, an exceptionally truthful person. And the opposite of that, someone who continues to lie, he is written as a kathab, someone who continuously, or an extreme liar, someone who lies a lot. So it's an emphasis on the word. It's not just someone who lies or a liar. The emphasis is very clear in the wording of the hadith. An obvious question: what is truthfulness? What is sidq? And linguistically, it basically means to state something the way it is, or the way it happened. So to report or to relate something or to convey something as it happened, as it occurred. This is our understanding of truthfulness. If you tell the truth, you relate something exactly as it happened. Unfortunately, some people don't do that. And if they relate something differently, then obviously it can't be considered as sidq or truth. So truth is, you say it as it is, exactly how it happened. That is the essence of sidq, or the essence of truthfulness in terms of a linguistic sense. There is an idea or a definition of sidq for the people of insight. And one definition that is given is, it is to speak the truth even in places of destruction. Meaning, a person who adopts the quality of sidq, it's such an overpowering quality that even if he is endangered by speaking the truth, he will still speak the truth. And we will give an example of that if we have time towards the end of our program. Sayyiduna Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala, he reports a statement of Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that when a person lies or intends to lie, both things, not only just lying, but having this intention of lying, a black dot is put on his heart, and his heart darkens, his heart becomes black. Remember, this is a spirit in a spiritual sense, meaning that this becomes a barrier in his spirituality, or in his condition of piety, or condition of attaining, trying to attain righteousness. It becomes a barrier. So not just lying, but the intention of lying can lead to the darkness of the heart. He continues to say, then thereafter, such an individual is written as a liar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as lying is concerned, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam made it very clear that lying is something which even affects the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, إِذَا كَذَبَ الْعَبْدُ تَبَاعَدَ عَنْهُ الْمَلَكُ مِيلًا مِنْ نَتْنِ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. Meaning, when an individual lies, the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distances himself a mile away because of the bad smell of that lie. Yes, that lie, it brings a bad odor which is sensed by the angel. And this is why the angel goes away from him. A mile away, the hadith mentions. So lying is so bad that an angel is driven a mile away from the person who utters such a statement because of the bad smell of that statement, which is sensed by the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to reiterate this point, that honesty, truthfulness is a sign of faith, because if you do the opposite, then this is actually a sign of hypocrisy. A famous hadith in Bukhari, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he mentioned four signs, four traits of a hypocrite. The first trait the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned was that if he is given something for safekeeping, he violates that trust. So if something is entrusted to him, he violates it. The second quality, when he speaks, he lies. The third quality, when he promises, he breaks his promise. And the fourth quality, when he argues or when he fights, he swears. So we should seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these traits or qualities of hypocrisy. we must truly adopt truthfulness because it's a sign of faith. We must not belittle the importance of this quality of religion. This is such a beautiful quality of faith that it brings people together, it creates trust, it creates a strengthened bond between people. Life becomes very difficult if we are not surrounded by trustworthy people. This is why we must seek truthful people, adopt their company. If we give tasks to people who are trustworthy, we will have no stress or little stress. If we give instructions to trustworthy people, we will have this trust that they will fulfill those instructions. The task will be completed as we wanted it to be completed. Trustworthiness is an invaluable trait. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, make trustworthiness, make honesty incumbent upon yourselves, because this is linked to righteousness, and both will be in paradise. And then obviously the opposite of that is mentioned in the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam continued to say, and continue to refrain from lying. Why? Because lying is linked to sin, and both are in the fire, or both are in hell. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam also said, speak the truth even if you see destruction, even if you see that it's something which will lead to some kind of adversity. And then he gave the reason why. He said, because in this there is salvation. The truth shall set you free, as we said. This statement is in line or reiterates the point of the hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam emphasized speaking the truth to such an extent that he said, even if you see adversity, even if you see destruction, meaning you see or you consider the fact that if I speak the truth, I may face some kind of adversity. Even in such a situation, speak the truth. And the reason that he gave for this, he said, because in this, in speaking the truth, there is salvation. And this is something we should keep in the back of our minds. We have some beautiful examples, and I won't go through the whole story, but the shining example of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who as an 18-year-old boy is stopped by some brigands. And when they ask him if he has anything, he mentions that he has some gold coins or a pouch of gold coins sewn under his arm. And they're shocked by this. When they take him to their leader, and he questions him about this, he simply says that I made this promise, or my honorable mother made me promise that whatever happens, you speak the truth. And I don't want to break that promise. And his sincerity, his manner, his truthfulness, it had such an impact on that leader that not only did he repent, he began to cry when he witnessed this, and he said that, it's such a shame. Alas, you have fulfilled the promise that you made with your honorable mother. And here I am breaking the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and looting people, taking the possessions of people. So he repented, and his companions, the other brigands, they also repented. And it is said about them, they became pious people. So truthfulness is salvation. It leads to salvation, personal salvation. And in this case, in the case of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiallahu ta'ala an, it became a means of salvation for other people. It inspired other people to seek their salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to speak the truth and to adopt the company of truthful, honest, trustworthy people. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life. What can we expect? Return to Allah. Let us all reflect from a sinful life.